This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's all Greek to Illinois state employees today, you might say, on their way to work today, despite a failed budget agreement between Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and the Democratic-controlled legislature. There is enough money to pay state workers through mid-July, but other services will eventually wind down without a budget deal. Governor Rauner vetoed the legislature's 2016 budget last week, and he says a partial shutdown is worth the pain if it brings fundamental change to business and politics in Illinois. He also said state employees will get paid. Joining us is Senate President John Cullerton, Democrat from Illinois' 6th District. Is it a little bit like the showdown between Greece and the EU there in Illinois?
Just coincidental. I guess we have to make our decisions real quickly. We are trying to work with our governor. We are a supermajority of Democrats. We have a Republican governor, and we're trying to take a balanced approach. We're trying to cooperate with him. We did pass a budget. He chose to veto it. And as a result, we now have to see if we can reach an agreement with him.
How much of this is partisan posturing, and how much of this is a good faith effort to really change the strategy of fiscal spending in Illinois?
Well, we are focused on the budget. The most important thing that the state does is to pass a budget. We did that. It's a very tight budget. We're still short money. We've acknowledged that. He's acknowledged that. But he has chosen to take unrelated issues to the budget and kind of hold the budget hostage so that he can push that agenda. And these are really what we would say in the Democratic Party, pretty radical ideas that are on the extreme. We're certainly willing to talk to him about various reforms, but he's really taking it to a far right extreme, and that's what's causing the problem.
The Tribune, which doesn't have much of a track record of supporting Democrats down through the years, does say that the governor is the one being flexible here. How do you respond to that?
Well, if you look at his issues, we met with him a few days ago. He hasn't changed. I mean, just because he started with 20 items and he's down to 5 doesn't mean that those 5 are not really kind of too extreme. A couple of these things are constitutional amendments that can't even be voted on, or normally is not voted on until next year. Some of these things are things we've already done. We've passed major workers' comp reform, for example, a few years ago. He doesn't acknowledge that. And at the same time, we have basic services that people have to receive. As everybody knows, the government provides money in a wide range of areas, human services, Medicaid budget, the money for higher education. The entire higher education system is being held hostage. So we're willing to work with the governor, but again, it's kind of an experiment for somebody who's never been in government. He acknowledges that he doesn't know a lot about government, and we've seen this in other states, and it's a major problem which we have to try to overcome.
I wonder, Senator, if you could decode what the governor is saying in this statement on June 30th.
We're going to manage the government without a budget. We're trying to minimize the disruption to the people of Illinois, and we're committed to working hard to make sure the men and women who serve the people in the government are paid their full salaries on time.
Is he really talking about a full workaround the budget, going back to the days of the early 20th century where no state had a budget?
Well, actually, I think that statement has been contradicted by the Attorney General since he made it. You need to have authority to spend money from the legislature. You can't spend it if you don't have that authority. We are today, hopefully, going to be voting on a budget that will be one-month budget for basic services. So if the governor feels the way he does in that statement, hopefully he'll sign that. We need an extraordinary number of votes to pass it. We could use some Republican support. And so that would buy us some time to see if we can accommodate some of his other wishes.
Senate President John Cullerton, Democrat from the Illinois 6th District. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.